This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller for the Daily Keller Hotline on Saturday, October 4th. Today, got a special guest, Bruce Mitchell.
Let's talk about No Mercy tomorrow night. WWE's, I don't know, what, eighth most prestigious pay-per-view? Would you say that?
Yeah, I think if you ranked them, I think eight. You know, I was having this
eight
big argument about it. He wanted to say nine, but I insisted on eight.
What is the pay-per-view right after WrestleMania?
Backlash.
Yep. Very good. I'm impressed.
That I can remember because it's the backlash of WrestleMania.
Exactly.
But,
yep. That's an easier one.
I do understand that TNA is getting rid of the name Genesis as one of the names of their pay-per-views. Seeing as how Genesis is in the beginning, and after 6 years of monthly pay-per-views, it's not quite the beginning anymore.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about No Mercy. Your thoughts on the top match on the show? Jericho, Michaels, ladder match, world heavyweight title on the line. Where is this in the peaks and valleys of the Jericho Michaels feud? Does it feel like 1 month too long? Is it well built up and the feud still hot enough to carry this pay per view to being a success?
I think in the last 2 weeks they've kind of messed up this feud and they had Jericho and Michaels in the ring against each other.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, as we talked about, you know, building that anticipation, particularly in a personal feud, particularly in, you know, Michaels getting his hands on this jerk who has just who has just cheap shotted him to death and gotten the world title. And it's, I think they'd have been better off spending their time having Michaels talking about it. And then finally Michaels talked about getting the world title too. So I think they messed up in that. And you know, you don't know where they're going. Jericho has made some public comments that maybe this would be the blow off match for the feud. So perhaps it would be, perhaps it won't be. But I think it'll be a really good match. I mean, I think both of them, they wouldn't bring the ladder match back, either one of them, if they didn't think they could do something with it. And you know, I don't think we'll see any blood. I think we're definitely into the PG-13 on the era of unless Vince McMahon has, you know, as he does from hour to hour and day to day, you know, suddenly changed his mind. I think that's there. And I mean, I think it'll be good. I don't know that they want to put the belt on Shawn Michaels. I mean, maybe they do. I mean, but it just seems like they've kept Shawn Michaels as away from the belt and as a big thing on his own. He's already been cemented as one of their great champions. So I'd sort of be surprised if they did that. So it's going to be interesting to see how they get out of the finish. And of course, Michaels doesn't win, then you'd certainly think that the feud's going to continue. So how they do that and the match, I mean, there's some intrigue there, but I think they've definitely hurt the marketability of that match in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I do too. And I just, something about a ladder match is Michaels tried to sell it, but with his opening promo revealed it, but it just doesn't seem like the appropriate follow-up to the type of feud that they've been having too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a type of feud that seems like a ladder match. It's just the wrong stage, the wrong type of feud for it. Plus, it just doesn't feel like a world title match because it isn't built around Michaels wanting a world title. When Michaels gets a world title match, it should be centered around his legacy, his history as a world champion, and that just isn't, and wanting another run, and what it will mean if he wins the title. But I don't think he wants to even play that card because he's probably not going to win, and two, it's No Mercy. And that moment of, can Michaels win one more? And if he does, how long will he hold it? That's a WrestleMania or at worst SummerSlam or Royal Rumble level world title match. And it's almost one of those things where they're almost downplaying that aspect of it just because it's not going to be the big one where it's this monumental moment in Michaels' career. But yeah,
I think they didn't think through the decision to put belt on Jericho. I think they thought, you know, to reward him for his good work and also to,
make him a,
you know, and make him a fluke champion, but they didn't think through that maybe the time to make him that fluke champion would have been after the feud was completely done.
Yeah.
And then that might be the next step in, you know, getting him back running. And that's that long-term planning. And that, you know, also it was, you know, I keep harping back on it, that scramble. Like, I mean, it was, they wanted to come out of it some way and, you know, have some news out of it.
Yeah.
Shock fans and all that, and they didn't see where all the puzzle pieces got put together, and yeah, it's it's kind of odd. I mean, you know, how do they come out? You know, what do they do, and how do they come out of that? There's some intrigue there, but it's not the kind of. It's more like, okay, I wonder what they're going to do. Not the kind of intrigue where I've got to see what happens here, because there's, you know, the consequences either way are so dramatic.
Yeah,
it's just kind of okay. Well, you know. A booking dilemma that you could definitely see them not solving. So,
all right, how about Triple H and Jeff Hardy, the second build match on the show, I guess. SmackDown version.
I don't know. I mean, they have Kozlov involved in it. I think that's. I mean, he'll play a hand in it, but I think that's diluted some of it. Now, I like Kozlov, but I just think that there's.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 15 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.